The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Leo Aikman once said, "A good gardener always plants three seeds, one for the bugs, one for the weather, and one for himself." I'd like to add, and one to save as well. Saving seeds isn't for every gardener, but there are some great reasons to do it. Saving seeds saves you money, preserves heirloom varieties, and helps you develop varieties adapted to your yard. With concerns about plant extinction and rare home varieties becoming unavailable, the best way to ensure you have the varieties you want is to save your own seed. But saving vegetable and flower seeds can be tricky. For the beginner, start with plants that don't cross-pollinate and stay true to their original variety. Avoid hybrid plants. Hybrids have been created from two different parents, and the offspring will not be the same variety you first grew. Some of the easiest vegetables to save includes beans, peas, and lettuce. Tomatoes, eggplant, and peppers can be cross-pollinated by insects, but for a home gardener, simply growing them on separate sides of the garden should be enough to keep the variety relatively pure. For flowers, try calendula, cleome, morning glories, poppies, and marigolds. These flower seeds are easy to collect once the flower is mature. To collect seed from veggies and flowers, let the fruits and flowers mature fully. Watch the plant, not letting the flower seeds drop to the ground before you collect them. On a dry day, carry small plastic bags and a marker around the garden and collect seeds from flowers by placing the dried flower head or fruit into the bag. Mark the variety in each bag. Separate the seed from the chaff or the fruit. Let the seed dry in a warm, well-ventilated room, and then store in a dark, cool room in glass jars. And now for this week's tip. Harvest cantaloupes when they slip from the vine when lifted. Harvest watermelons when the belly turns yellow and the curlicue tendril closest to the fruit turns brown. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about zinnias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.